Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Yeah. So now I
is opening, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild today. We're having a wild day today because I'm filling in for Jethro. He called me just a little bit ago, and today we have with us Melissa Bryant, and we're going to just kind of do interviewing with her today and find out what's going on and who she is and what she does. She's going to kind of give us her life story, and we'll all figured out together.
Well, not necessarily a life story. I wouldn't go that far.
All righty. Well, go ahead and tell us about yourself, Melissa.
Well, I'm 36 years old as of tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Happy,
I live in Arroyo Seco. Thank you. I live in Arroyo Seco, New Mexico, north of Taos, New Mexico. I am a spirit medium, but I do not do readings. I don't read at all. But what I do is what is known as psychometry, or I can read photos, you know, with photo energy and all that, because, you know, photos contain energy, same as anything else. I can read into the past of, like, an old building or an old object or something of that nature. I've seen, heard, felt, sensed everything, pretty much. You name it,
Cool.
I guess you could say I've done it. I guess. maybe not everything, but within reason.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to open a small retail store Oh, maybe sometime next year.
Cool. All right. And what kind of stuff would you carry?
Well, mostly it's holiday items, holiday Christmas stuff, you know.
Okay.
Because I find that there's a wealth of things that I can be really creative with.
Oh, neat. Very cool. I might just have to do a birth card reading for you, especially now since I know it's tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be great.
Okay. So is it kind of like, so this would be kind of like maybe like ghost chasing? It's like maybe not quite like the movers, you know, like the movie, oh, golly, it was a long time ago with, oh, shit, I'm trying to think of the actors. Dan Aykroyd, like Ghost Hunters, Ghost Chasers. Ghostbusters, there we go. That's what I was trying to think of.
No, nothing like that. No.
Nothing like that, okay.
No. Nothing like
that. No, okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate the scientific side of the equipment. I think the equipment rocks.
Oh, cool. So what
do you do equipment. Don't get me wrong. That stuff's got me hot.
Cool. Very cool. Man.
We're kind of, you know, technically oriented, you know, kind of like to tinker with stuff, figure out how stuff works, you know?
Right. Oh, that's really neat. But it's like, I didn't realize there was so much, you know, stuff, you know, that they developed high-tech stuff like out on the market. So what kind of stuff do they have?
Oh, they've got ghost boxes. They've got EMF detectors. They've got flashlights and, oh, my gosh, cameras and infrared and FLIR, which is a form of infrared. You name it, they pretty much got it. Look anywhere on the net for ghost equipment. You'll find a wealth.
Wow. That's cool. I hadn't realized the science had caught up with us enough like that. Like, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's amazing. The science has really caught up to it, and there's even new technology out, and it's just starting to flourish, just starting to bud. I've seen this on YouTube at least once with Chris Fleming, who did an investigation over at the St. James where a lot of my ancestors actually did stay, and
wow,
some of them have come back in spirit to actually live there. And anyway, they use this new kind of technology that shows a spirit trying to enter a medium's body. I saw that. I thought, oh, that is cool. Whoa.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. Okay, that's a new one on me. And I'm very old school myself. I'm very old school. I deal with my senses. I deal with what is in my environment.
Right.
But the technology side is just starting to catch up to that. I'm going, wow, they can do that now?
Yeah,
that's
cool.
My goodness.
Wow. That
yeah,
is really
wow.
Amazing. So how long until they totally
just
have it mechanized?
Starting to catch up us medium.
Wow. Well, I shouldn't say I'm surprised. I should probably, you know, do that expectation, because really and truly from what I've seen, it's like science has also started to catch up to the Bible. So it's like going, okay, well, the next step.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. And I have a deep family history going back at least 16, maybe even 17, 18 generations.
Wow.
Virginia Iroquois people, and there is a Facebook page all about Jamestown where my ancestor from Europe actually came into port. He was a soldier and a laborer and I guess what you would call an indentured servant, and it turns out that Reba McIntyre, her ancestor and mine came in on the same ship at the same time, on the same date, and knew each other. He grew up around my ancestor. How cool is that?
That is way cool.
And then they actually came west together, believe it or not, into Tennessee, and then from there parted company.
Wow.
Hers went to Oklahoma. Mine went south into Mississippi and Alabama.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
That is way
cool.
Golly.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing. But anyway, my English ancestor married the first cousin of Pocahontas. And her father, Pocahontas' father, were brothers connected to the same father. So that's how I connect there.
Yeah.
And I have actually found my grand aunt, my aunt Pocahontas. She's in a new body now with the same guy she was with way, way back when. Anyway, long story short, we found each other again, so it's really cool. We're reconnected. I'd like to find my grandmother, if at all possible. You know.
And so you kind of got the tool. You kind of sort of got some tools now that you can do this yourself. Or are you still kind of working with other people, or?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Mostly I work alone on my family's, you know, history stuff.
Oh, neat.
You know, I have a whole history and paperwork and everything else. I do sell copies to those that want the information. You know, I'm not willing to give my work away for free. It just doesn't work like that, because it costs thousands of dollars and thousands of hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, your time. Time is money. It's like, and you know, if you don't believe that, talk to a lawyer.
Right, exactly.
Time is the most valuable thing we have on this planet. Yes, it is.
Oh, no kidding. And I also have a family history that goes back into the Old West, and I remember my previous incarnation from that lifetime. I remember, you know, having married Billy the Kid, which I have the actual historical record documenting the marriage. I have that.
Wow.
My collection. I have all the census, birth, marriage, death, you name it, I've got it, so it's all there. Again, time is money, so no, I'm not giving it away for free. Forget that.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame you at all. Shoot, that's, yeah. Yep. It's like, yeah, there's too much of that goes on. It's like, and I understand that very well myself. It's like, that's something that a lot of people seem to really have, you know, a problem actually in this area with is like, well, you know, I mean, like what we do, it's like, you know, we try really hard to, you know, do like the, you know, mini readings, that kind of stuff. And yet, it's like, you know, people don't realize that it's like there's a cost and there's a toll, you know, either on our time or energy. And it's like, I'm, you know, where I'm a card reader, it's more, it's me, you know, for me, it's more of a time thing. And it's like in Jethro's sense, it's like his is more... man, what he does is like, you know, like all those meters and stuff you talk about, it's like his takes a toll on his body if he doesn't, you know, watch it. I don't know if you, if you ever have read anything about Edgar Cayce.
If I don't watch it, it really takes a toll on me.
Right.
But
yeah.
See, I see, hear, feel, sense, smell, sometimes even taste spirit around me. I actually, I was talking to Jethro yesterday, I believe it was. It was either yesterday or the day before, probably the day before. But while I was on the phone with him, I actually felt someone kiss me on my cheek.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I've had it happen before, believe me. When one of my great aunts from passed away, you know, I think I was watching something like with James Von Prague or something like that on TV, and all of a sudden I felt this very cold breeze and this very icy paralytic kiss me on my cheek. I thought, oh, that's my aunt, because she had circulation problems. She was always very, frigid.
Oh, wow.
So I knew
so
that
you,
was her
you
coming
identify
to
who it
by,
was.
So, you know, I thought, oh, how cool is that, you know?
Literally cool.
Yeah. I have my ancestors around me all the time. All the time.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm related up the line to not just Billy the Kid, Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash. John Wesley Harden, the Earps, the Clantons, McLowry's, Doc Holliday, Kate Holliday, his wife. possibility of Bell Starr, but we're not sure on that yet. Yeah, it is Bell Starr, but she's a by marriage through one of the
in-laws or what they show the shirt relations or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse James, great great grandfather. I think it's through one of the Youngers. I think it was Cole Younger. She was married to him briefly. So.
Oh my goodness.
God, I'm trying to think.
All the history bad boys, all the famous names.
Huh?
I said all the history bad boys, all the famous names.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them.
Oh, cool.
A lot of them.
Oh, that's neat. Wow. I mean, can you communicate with them? You know, like, I mean.
Every day. Every day.
Wow.
Every day.
I mean, is that through yourself, or is that like through, you know, do you have assistance like through some of the
No, I don't use anything. They just come.
Oh, they just, oh, wow. Okay.
This time I don't even use
them. Wow. So what's it, I mean, can I ask that one? It's like, so what's it like for them, you know, when they've been kind of the bad boys on this side, it's like, what's it like for them on the other side? You know, what did they go and what did they experience over there?
Same stuff as they did back then, pretty much, but without all the violence and the fighting and the hating and the this and the that, you know.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
I always thought that would be really interesting to go. It's like, and what exactly is God doing with him on the other side right now?
They're just hanging out. They just chill out, you know, relax, and yeah. They like to actually do in life. So, you know, it's what it is.
Wow. That's really funny.
And I've had all kinds of things like NDEs, OBEs. I've traveled out of my body numerous times. And one of them, I actually remember back when I was 14, I had an NDE. You know, I begged him, please, just take me. I don't want to be there anymore in that body because I was having a lot of troubles, a lot of problems, you know.
Oh, wow.
In school, and I was in school and all that, and just wasn't working out, and it wasn't a good time.
Right.
And I begged them to take me, but they said, no, you've got more work to do here, you know, you've got...
Right. Hang in there.
Was, well, okay, but I don't really want to. I still don't want it, but, you know, whatever.
I thought I had a choice in this. It's like to a degree.
Yeah, really.
Right. And so do you have a book? I'm kind of sitting here listening to this and going, you've got a book out someplace, right? Yes, some of you do.
No.
Not
I wish
yet.
I could
okay.
find someone to write it, and I'm trying to find the time in my schedule to get that done.
Wow.
You know, because I have a husband and a cat and all that and a home to take care of.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to find the time in my schedule to really do it.
Yeah, I understand that one.
Trying to open business doesn't exactly allow me a lot of time, you know.
Yeah. What if you carried one of those, you know, you can get those little silver, those little digital recorders, you know, like from Walmart.
Yeah.
And it's like, they just kind of, you know, it's like, just carry that around.
Yeah,
and
I have a couple of recorders, actually.
Do you? Cool.
Oh, yeah.
So just like, you know.
Yeah, I use
those
for my ghost work,
you know?
Too. Yeah, I use them for
cool.
my ghost work, too.
Wow.
I have three recorders. I have one that's a tape recorder. I have one that is a, two of them, they're digital. But, you know, I use those mainly for my ghost work. I guess I could do the dictation part of it and maybe, I don't know, have someone, you know, write it out or
transcribe
something.
It.
No, but.
You know, they have those, I'm not sure if they have those down in Taos, but I know, long ago and far away, like in Phoenix, they have those business colleges, and it's like they have, you know, students who working on, like, business.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have
they
anything
don't have
like
a
that.
College.
Darn. A local high school who would like somebody to, a high school teacher who would like transcription practice for her high school students. How about one of those?
Maybe. I don't know. I've got a friend who wants to actually do it, so I might turn it over to her. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Have consistent typing. Oh, that'd be cool. So so this is possibly maybe in the next year or so?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know. I've been trying to get it done for several years, but every time I try to... You know, I've had a group of people following me around that actually hate me really badly and have done everything to kind of, you know, delay or upend it, you know, to where it's like it's like one step forward, five steps back, you know.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
Not in a situation.
Oh, yeah. I'll have you call me afterwards, and it's like I'll give you some remedies for that. It's like, because there's really some creative ways to help that kind of stuff eliminate. It's like, especially
okay.
if it's the living.
Okay. Is there a number I can get hold of you?
Yeah, it's like my number is 719-289-4907, and it is called. It's I do
copy. Repeat the last four.
Yes, area code 719, and then it's 289-4907.
Name?
Okay. Probably it's like, leave a message, because 9 times out of 10 right now, I'm out in Idaho. I've got 5 kids. 3 of them are older. 2 of them I got a 10 and 12 at home.
I hear you.
And it's like, yeah.
I hear you.
The older daughter just had a new baby, and it's like, we're going over for his 2-week check today. He showed up about 2.5
well,
weeks early, so he... Yeah.
Well, kisses and snuggly love, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, golly. Anyway. Okay, well, let's see. Let me make sure I got your birthday right here. It's like, so it'd be 626. Is that 65? Would that be right?
76.
Oh, 76. Oh, okay, let's see. Golly, okay. Let's see. Wait a minute here. Let me get the. All right. Come on. There we go. Yeah, I cheat because I have a machine too. So I love computers when they work. Okay. So we got 626-76. Okay.
Hi.
Let's see if that comes up. Okay. Now let's see. Here we go. Okay. All right. So you're 35 today and you're 36 tomorrow. All right.
Yeah,
cool.
I know, huh? Crazy. 5:15 a.m. Nice and early. What week? I have no idea. Don't ask.
You are a 4 o'clock. Let's see. Actually, this is. Let me think. This is. Well, you're Cancer. Is your sign? It's like I don't do the regular astrology. I don't do the regular stuff.
You bet I'm a Cancer,
what I
and I use these paws, too, a lot.
But what you are is you're 4 clubs with a 6 of hearts planetary ruler. It's like I use our deck of 52 that we usually call playing cards. It's like, but the history behind them is all on its own. It's like, it's pretty interesting. So let's look at this here and see what's coming up for you and kind of what you're about and all this good stuff. Let's see. Okay, generating. It runs a whole report. It runs me like, you know, 20-some pages of stuff for you. So it's like, we probably won't get through all that today, but it's like, give you. Because I want to hear more about you and not so much about, let's see here. Okay, and let me scale that down so I can actually read the whole thing in my window here and see what we got going here. Okay. And this is, there we go, okay, now I got to sit. This, a 4 clubs person, each of the cards have a name, and you are called the card of mental satisfaction. Though this card is a card of stability, the underlying 5 of clubs also indicates you have a hidden restlessness that can manifest in several ways. You're really progressive and can utilize and create new ideas in your chosen line of work, which it sounds you're really out there, yes, indeedy. Rather than let restlessness keep you from achieving any success, you know what you know, and you're not likely to change your minds on anybody's
behalf.
Amen on
that. I don't want to change my mind, not unless I really want to.
Right. It's unless you see the value of change for yourself. And it says, stubborn may describe it better in most cases. Okay, that's okay. You're fond of arguments sometimes, since you usually win, and you usually do well in legal matters. You've got a good constitution. So your health is good. You're not afraid of hard work, and it's a successful card. You're good at sales work, and you enjoy talking about what you believe in. You're popular. You do well in groups. As long as you don't let your love of debate get out of hand, you keep a fine reputation in your work. You also want a successful love life, and that's one of your major challenges in life. Often the drive and determination of a 4 of clubs masks a desire to be accepted by others. That same acceptance, they find difficulty sometimes in giving yourself. In other cases, your desire for success in your work competes with your desire for love and affection. The last years of your life are often the most successful, and usually you end up with good finances. They call it financial opulence or protection.
Hmm.
4 clubs collectively are the keepers of knowledge, which makes a lot of sense,
because,
too. And that's exactly what
that's
you're doing.
Really one thing I was kind of actually afraid of is that, you know, that I would get to the end of my life and find I'd actually accomplished not a dang thing.
Oh, no, you're going to be... No, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to be the case there. You show us that information has a practical value and that we can be happy and successful by applying what we have right under our noses. It's like, no, you're going to accomplish stuff in your life, I can tell you that. Four clubs concerning relationships, though it can manifest in many ways, need for affection that four clubs has is a major issue in your life. That combined with a certain restlessness, sometimes the fear of commitment, and it's like not necessarily either you yourself have the fear of commitment or you attract people who do, but it's like where you're already married, it's like looks like you probably already dealt with that. That can be the cause for untold painful relationships. So it's like maybe that happened in, you know, younger years. It's not true, though, of all of you. Your basic love karma is good. If you can find a partner that also appreciates a little space, you're a lot happier. You've got to watch this tendency to be attracted to those of low reputation morality. So if you're operating on, there's always a flip side, you know, like two sides to every coin. So there's
right.
a high side and a low side. Right. So it's like, just make sure, I'm just going to say, make sure you stay
that
on the high
like
side.
That sounds like a group of, you know, going around hating on me all over the net and all that, you know.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They're a very, very low morality. I keep telling them, look, just stop already.
Yeah. Or
stop,
you attract people. You attract people like that, okay? And apparently, you know. Yeah, and have you ever watched that one by Rhonda Byrne, The Secret? You know, she's got a book.
No, I've never seen it. I'm not sure.
Go check it out.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say... I think it's been out long enough. I think she got that out in like 2006. And I believe some of the libraries, you know, have it. So it's like it's not like you have to buy it. You know, you can actually go check it out, type of thing.
Only reason I prefer to buy it is so that I can kind of go through it at my own pace. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Totally. And this is one of those. It's like I bought the book, the movie, and the DVD. So I mean, the book, the DVD, and the CDs.
It's like, and then there's all the stuff together because I. Prefer to kind of bundle it up together so that I can kind of go through all three at my own pace and try and figure things out for myself. I'm kind of a little bit of a tinker. I like to figure out how things work, you know?
See, and that's exactly what clubs are. Clubs are called the scholars of the deck. And it's like literally, you know, the clubs people, you guys are the ones that can be anything from, you know, like brain surgeons to rocket scientists, you know, to quantum chemists or physicists or whatever. It's like, you know, you literally can learn anything you want to learn. And it's like, and you've got really good, I mean, that's anything about the clubs because you are. You're the scholars of the deck. It's like you're the ones that represent the lifetime, you know, or the time of life when we go from kindergarten all the way through PhD. So it's like you guys represent the scholarly aspect of the deck of four. I mean, of the four.
Right.
The deck, right.
I am going to be going for my PhD in, what's it called? Metaphysics, I guess you could say.
Oh, cool. I didn't know you could get a PhD in metaphysics. Where do you do that at?
What? No, I'm sorry.
I said, where can you get a PhD in metaphysics? I didn't even know they had such a thing.
Well, it's kind of, I'm studying through Universal Life Church, and that's out of California, and I'm studying the various things of metaphysics because that's kind of more my forte than, you know, a lot of this heavy biblical stuff, you know?
How cool. I just didn't know.
And according to what I found out last November is that according to the history of the Iroquois people that I come out of, people of our type, which my earliest known Native American ancestor was also of this type of the medicine clans, they actually call people like us witches.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Believe it or not. And I found that out. I go, oh, okay. So, you know, that explains it because the Taos Pueblo Native elders said, well, you're an elder even before us, this, that, and the other, and, you know, do you know anything of your family history? Which at that point I did not. At that point I did not. I was looking at him like,
wow.
You know? Like, what?
I'll
are you smoking?
Darn.
You know? And, no, literally, I looked at him like, what are you smoking? And,
oh, no, yeah.
You know, I thought maybe I was in trouble or something, because I'd read
sign
they've got over there at the Pueblo that, believe it or not, is still there.
Wow.
And if you get called over by the elders, you're in some deep, well, yeah.
Big kimchi.
And I thought, okay, I went through the checklist. I go, no, I didn't do that. No, couldn't have done that. No way would I do that. Oh, forget doing that. No. You know? And I thought, uh-oh, I'm in some deep. Well, no, it turns out I wasn't in any trouble. They just wanted to tell me, you know, about my family history. And I go, well,
wow.
No, I don't know anything about it, which at the time I did not. I found it out, maybe about a year later. Turns out,
I was
in the family Bible, and guess what fell out? The family tree.
I'll be darned.
Started from there. Uh-huh.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's like
And
way
the
cool.
only side of the family I didn't know anything about was my great-grandmother. It turns out I had met her only once when I was about 2 years old.
Wow.
So, you know, I started doing some asking around, and, well, turns out I asked the right questions. I said, look, just give me a name, give me a year. I'll go from there.
Right.
Bingo, I go to the library in Wyoming, where I used to live also.
Oh,
and it turns out fell the entire family tree.
Wow. What part
and
of
that's
Wyoming?
How I found the Native Heritage. I goes, okay. Now things are starting to kind of click.
Kind of click. Oh, cool.
Turns out the elders were right.
Wow.
Not only were they right, they were dead on.
Dead on.
Me. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing how that works. How coincidental is that?
Yeah, I know. And then on top of it, several other elders have told me, well, you are Native, right? I goes, well, yeah.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm curious, what part of Wyoming? Because I lived in Wyoming. We lived
Cheyenne.
In several places.
Used to live in Cheyenne.
Oh, alrighty. We were just over the hill because we were in Laramie, Rock River. We made it up to
Okay, I know where that is. Like, yeah, I've got a friend over in, where is that? Lander.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, that's out on the reservation. It is, yeah. And that's one of Jeff's
She's out in Lander, but not on the res.
Right, okay. Wow. What a small world.
basically, though, yeah, I know where Laramie is. I've been to Laramie. Nice town. Don't get me wrong. Nice town. Nice place.
Solid town. Solid town.
Yeah. Basically... So, I mean, I know a lot of people ask me, well, how can you possibly know you're right? I go, well, you tell me this. How can several Native American elders from different people, none of whom know each other, over many years, tell me the same thing?
Right, exactly.
Prove that. Or for that matter, should I say, prove that.
Right. Precisely. Yeah. It's like, well, you know, and that's part of it. That's part of the thing. It's like, you know, so often it's like, you know, people are always going, well, how can you prove this? It's like, well, how can you disprove it? You know?
Right.
And that's really the crux of it. It's like,
and
you know, I can't prove I'm right. You can't prove I'm wrong. So.
Yeah. And then when I have it on paper on top of it. So, you know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And then when I have it on paper on top of it, well, you know, what can I say?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Wow.
Anyway, moving on. you know, it's just been an interesting thing. And also, I've had other Wiccans that I've been around in past years tell me, oh, you know you're a witch, right? I go, what? No.
Well, I didn't know.
I know now. Well, guess what? My ancestors just told me. So, I guess I am one. But, I mean, it doesn't mean I necessarily am one. It just means it's a cultural term.
Right.
Or a piece
I was
going to
say, exactly.
Kind
like
of abilities
right.
that come with
and
being
how you
what we are.
I was going to say, so what do they consider the difference in between, you know, like a witch? It's like, I would call it, a, you know, more like a shaman. It's like, I thought that was, you know, the shaman was kind of more the word.
In my people's way of putting it, are witches.
I'll be darned.
I don't know why. I don't know for what reason. Don't ask me. I have no way. I don't know.
I'll be darned.
Couldn't tell you even
it's
if I wanted.
It's kind of like a rose by any other name. A rose by any other name that smells just as good or just as scary. What? Wow. Well, that's interesting. Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I want to tell you about your planetary ruling card a little bit. It's like you got a Six of Hearts as your planetary ruler, and it's called a card that makes you peacemaker. You find yourself in a position of mediator from time to time as a result. You have the ability to see both sides of any personal conflict between people. You enjoy seeing things turn out right and will often get involved if there's injustice being done. You'll always want to see what happens is fair and equitable. You really know what is fair and what's not. You can be very competitive. Though you're a peace-loving person, you probably return, you know, that eye for eye, you know, when you're crossed.
Right.
With
exactly. Ring-a-ding-ding. I've had several instances where that's happened. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Let's see. You can excel at sports or other competitive activities. You could even become a lawyer. You'll often feel that your personal life gets into a rut. Once you get comfortable with a certain person, it's usually hard for you to change, even if you want to. Usually you wait to see what's going to come your way instead of going out and making it happen as far as love life is concerned. Indeed, most of your important personal relationships are, quote, destined. And it's like it makes a lot of sense because that six, the sixes in the deck are what they call the karma cards. And it's like where this one is in hearts, it's like that makes a lot of sense. It's in, you know, kind of the love and relationship area. Really
mm-hmm.
cool things for you this year. You get a wish. You have a wish fulfillment this year, and you've got really good career influences this year. So this would be a good year to go out and rock and roll with stuff.
Right.
Your birth card falls in a position that's governed by the planet Jupiter, and because of this, you have a certain amount of really good fortune. You see at least one of your important wishes fulfilled at the same time, and this is kind of goes back to learned stuff through the years, you know, with the Anthony Robbins stuff, whatever, you know, through The Secret and all that. And it's like, take your a little 3x5 index card, and you really kind of sit, you know, do, you know, prayer, meditation, whatever you do to kind of get clear on yourself, and just go, what is your, you know, your biggest wish? Because it doesn't mean that every problem in your life is going to disappear, and, you know, Cinderella's fairy godmother's going to wave that magic wand. It's like, it's not that at all.
That's not really, you know, something
that's
that
that's not real, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's not realistic. See, I'm more of a realist.
Yeah.
I'm more of a realist
yeah.
and more practical, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. But it does mean some things are going to come easier for you and that something that you really want is going to manifest itself. For the most part, this year is going to be a year, this upcoming one is going to be a year of prosperity and abundance. Though you might have challenges in other areas, you're going to find a lot to be grateful for, and you magnify your prosperity by receiving it and giving thanks. And that's one of the things, again, you know, like on The Secret, this one presenter, because she just had like a series of people that did, you know, different like short segment, you know, presentations, which was really, it was a really cool way to do the DVD. This one guy goes, when I get out of bed in the morning, you know, as soon as my feet hit the floor, I start going, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you, all the way to the bathroom doing my morning routine. You know, it's just, and, you know, counting your blessings. And it's like, because part of that
right.
is everything that you focus on, you know, your thoughts become things. And it's like, so where
right.
the energy of your thoughts are, it's like, that's what manifests. So it's like,
right.
you know, that's the thing coming into here. You have good career influences this year, and because of this position of your birth card this year, there's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work. So that, you know, so if you're trying to get more recognition or wish to become better known, this is a year when some of those dreams come true.
Right. That's one thing, you know, that it was actually offered to me was an opportunity to, there's a new app for iPhone, iPad, and all that just came out where...
Cool.
You know, the local businesses can list on it, and I'm actually wanting to kind of go for it, you know.
Excellent. Yeah, that's, yeah. Let's see, and there's other stuff. Cards in this year's yearly spread rise up to what they call the crown line sometime this year. And because of that, people just begin to pay more attention to what you're doing. So it's like any place you can get out in the media or, you know, anything like that where it's, you know, a wider audience is really good. you could achieve some sort of award or just merely become more recognized in your field. A lot of people receive, like, promotions during years like these, but, you know, just how it manifests depends on the nature of your work or your aspirations. But knowing that those influences are present for you, it just really behooves you and is really advantageous to put more of, you know, more effort into becoming recognized. You can also find your true purposes here. There's an occurrence of at least one six card in your reading in a prominent position. It's like there's our, what we call a big five. It might, you know, I'll have to go back and look at that, the birth card or planetary ruling spread. It gives you a special opportunity, but one that's only taken advantage of by those, you know, if you're aware of it. So sixes give us this opportunity to discover what our true purpose is for our life. Most, you know, a lot of people can search their entire life to discover what their life is about and whether or not they have some special purpose or goal that they're trying to achieve, but a lot of people never find that. But because of the six in the position for you this year, it's like you've got that special opportunity to discover what your purpose is. And, of course, it only applies if you really want to know, you know, because there's some people who don't. I can't imagine not.
I want to know just because, you know, I've been kind of wanting to just, you know, have a little place of my own, you know, little, like, shop or whatever of my own.
Right.
Shop, store, something like that of my own. And, you know, that...
Yeah. Have a place to work out of.
You know,
have a space and a base.
Yeah, and hopefully just, you know, sell little stuff that I make and all that, you know?
Right. Very cool. Let's see. And for this year, your long-range card, you've got a Three of Hearts as a long-range card. You've got... And that's, of course, again, this is starting tomorrow for you. But you've got this really strong desire to learn about love, intimate relationships, friendships, through experimentation. Your mind is involved with your heart matters, and you might have some changes in romantic areas or, you know, and where you're in a solid marriage. It's like it deals more with friendships and probably, like, with business, you know, people you make, networking, you know, friends and business like
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be the cause of many different experiences with love and friendships. It's going to be a year filled with variety. You're likely to have, you know, more than one person that you're, you know, involved with at different times of the year. It comes up in people spread sometimes if you're either, you know, getting back in a relationship or being with that one, or in a case where you're launching, you know, like a new business, it's like, of course, you're going to have a lot of new people in. You often need like a year or so just to get, you know, familiar with, you know, what's out there, you know, who your friends are. Of course, apparently already know who the knots are. So it's like now it's time to discover
who the R's are.
Yeah. Yeah. It can also mean you are going to meet many new interesting people this year, having some prolonged elements possibly of indecision with some things. So, you know, it's like because the threes give us your what I want to say, it's like threes are very creative. That's the really positive, you know, side of it. The flip
mm-hmm.
side of it is you can be stressed and have indecision and worry. So it's like, you know, if you just, you want to, you know, make sure, you know, whoops, there goes under the rubber tree, you know, plant type of thing. It's like, you know, the little ant moment. So it's like just, you know, so just
mm-hmm.
keep plugging this, like, and don't let yourself get into, you know, the what we call the fear mode, okay? And a lot of times it's like that would come about just with your own indecision or uncertainty about, you know, committing to different things. This would be, they have keywords, which are like the ones that, you know, you put up on the bathroom mirror and say, oh, you know, this is what I need to focus on. So for this particular card, that Three of Hearts, it's a year of experimentation and love and friendships and indecision in those areas. The next one of your big five, here's the second one, is your Pluto card, and that's the Ace of Clubs. That Ace of Clubs in that position tells much about your goals and changes this year is going to be related to knowledge and communications. One of your important goals for this year is to launch yourself into an entirely new, you know, mental direction, which is going to lead you into the business direction. Perhaps a new course of study, there you go, to understand a new philosophy of life. Your exposure to some new ideas and beliefs could cause many changes in your life this year. And at times you might feel a little overwhelmed, you know, by those ideas and concepts. But it's like, you know, you kind of look at the avalanche of books come down and you go, oh, my goodness, what did I get myself into? But it also
right.
comes to computers. Yeah, exactly, that avalanche. Oh, no. As new sources of information, right, and change. So it can involve something related to them as well with computers. Your curiosity about things is going to be just at an all-time high. You're going to likely find yourself reading, you know, a lot of books, attending classes of different sorts just to satisfy that thirst for knowledge. And it's going to be a year of important new beginnings on many levels, but especially in relationship to your mind, your thinking, your communications with others. You've arrived at a place where you're really ready to look at life with an entirely new perspective. Okay, and that affirmation with this one is, I'm transformed by knowledge, new information, and ways of communicating. I create a new beginning for myself that takes me in new directions. And then that result card that combines with that is a six of spades. And it's like, now that's where the six was, about finding your life's purpose. Somehow connected to your Pluto card is the element of responsibility and compromise. That appearance of the six of spades suggests that one of your major goals for this year is associated with payment of past obligations of some kind, like, you know, work, health, almost any other area of life, you know. But by the next birthday, so it's like, you know, looking a year out from now, like in 13, you know, 2013, you're going to have realized the importance of, you know, being responsible for your actions, you know, and you're going to, this is going to be a year of big progress for you. It can bring you a special gift by your next birthday. You could discover by, you know, turning your attention within that special purpose for your life that inspires you, you know, to accomplish great things. And it could transform your life and give it, you know, meaningful direction. So that's why I say it's like, yeah, you're, you know, you're not going to get to the end of the line and go, what did I accomplish? You're going to look back and go, yeah, I know what I did.
Right.
Your environment card, yeah, your environment card this year, you got a six of diamonds as your environment card. It's a year when most benefits come from sticking to whatever it is you've been doing in your work. You might receive some financial payback from others, but don't expect changes, you know, in your work or business. So sixes can be kind of static, but find ways to improve or get more out of what you're already doing. For most success. So it's like, see, all these together, you know, it's kind of that combination thing where you've got some really good stuff, you know, move forward, and it's like, and this is kind of going, whoa, don't run, you know, don't be the racehorse running away, you know. So it's like, you know, make sure you're steady in this. And, you know, just absolutely be, scrupulously honest and responsible with all your financial debts and dealings, and that's going to bring additional blessings when you do that. And this year, you're displacing the Eight of Hearts. It marks the beginning of a two-year cycle of success and good fortune. So it's like this, you know, so for the next 2 years, you can really attain a measure of success and recognition. You will definitely get some of your wishes this year, and especially good for getting recognition and the attention of the public in some way. And so you're going to have a certain amount of charm and charisma, and that's, you know, for use both personally or for love matters, professionally, more success at work, you know. So it's like the Eight of any of the eights are really, you know, those successful cards, and it's like, and it's just using that, you know, using your heart, and it's like cancers tend to do. It's like, I know, I've got several cancer people. My mother was a cancer, but
my
you
mom's
know,
a cancer.
Like,
my sister's a Gemini. My dad's a Leo. God, we got a mixed bag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a hard group. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And then on but top right, of it, mostly up the family tree, all I've mainly got is Sagittarius. Go figure.
Oh, wow.
But hey, I love them all. What can I say?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I guess, okay, yeah. Okay, and the guys in chat, it's like, nope, this is Kelly today. It's like Jethro called me at the last minute, and we've got Melissa, Brian with us today, and she's kind of dealing with paranormal stuff here. It's like I was kind of doing a little bit of a reading here on her, just giving her a birth card stuff because her birthday's tomorrow. So I'm like, well, this is a good one. And for the ones who just kind of joined us here, it's like, could you kind of just give us a, you know, a quick rundown of what you said? You know, probably, oh, we got 11 minutes left here. Can you give us what do you call it? Summarization, perhaps, of, you know, the first 50 minutes for those of those who just kind of came in here a little bit late.
Yeah, I'm 36, like I said, tomorrow, and I live in Arroyo Seco, New Mexico, north of Taos, New Mexico. It's really beautiful here, gorgeous. Unfortunately, we're having a really bad fire season, so we're hoping for more rain. We need rain and lots of it. Now, I am a psychic and medium, but I do not read people. I stay away entirely from that, or I try to as much as I can. I mainly work with spirits within my own environment, within the community. You know, most of them are my ancestors anyway, so that's kind of not a hard thing for me. I do what is known as psychometry. In other words, I can read old objects, old buildings, photographs, that kind of thing. And occasionally, there will be something comes up with missing persons, and I sometimes, depending on what it is tend to get the energies from that. I'm working on opening a small small store, just handmade craft type items that I make. You know, I'm kind of a tinker. I like to work with my hands, with my mind, you know, that kind of thing. You know, unless really, really, really pushed, then I'm usually a very quiet person. I'm fairly simple as a person. I'm kind of a realist, more, you know, down to earth, and, you know, yeah, I tend to dream a little bit, but, you know, I think about what my future is going to be, that kind of thing. Other than that, I'm American Indian, 16 generations, and I have that paper traced. Time is money, so I'm not going to give away whatever work I've done. I don't normally give it away. There might be the odd exception in that rule, but not really. Other than that, that's really all there is to me. Oh, and I'm married. I've got one cat. I had a party the other day, had some people over, and, well, let's just say she stole the show and all their hearts.
And how, I was going to say, how do people get a hold of you? I mean, do you have a website?
Yeah.
A phone number?
I have a website, www.sonoracstoreonline.com.
Oh, boy, you have to spell out.
And I got a hold of it at my cell phone, 575-776-7590, or my office line, 575-776-3141.
3141. Okay, 776. Okay, give me. Okay, I got 575-776-3141, and my pencil wasn't going fast enough on the paper. I was trying to write that down as you were going. What was the first one?
575-776-7590. That's my business one.
Okay. And then it was www, and it's like I don't know, it's probably my phone. It's like I have an issue, so it's like it was www.
Sonora, S-E-N-O-R-A, C as in cat, storeonline.com.
Sonoracstoreonline.com. Okay, let me get that. I'll get that typed in the chat there. Oh, there we go. Thank you. Yes. So one of them caught that. Okay, so that's a thank you, Susan. Yes, okay. She typed that in for me. All right, super. All righty. Let's see. Let's see what else here. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, we got 7 minutes here. Let me see what I can. I'm going to do a couple other things here. Your Mercury is for your Mercury period, which starts and it goes from 626 through 817. For those, you've got a seven of hearts and you've got a five of clubs. So look at this. It starts on your birthday each year, and it's a focus usually on communication, short trips, you know, here and there, educational pursuits, can be affairs, you know, for siblings, other family members. And it's really, Mercury's influence is really short-lived, quick, sudden, you know, so things that happen here, it's like a lot of times if it's not so great, you know, passes by quick. If it is good, it's like sometimes it has, you know, lasting benefits. But what we say is any of the planetary things that are here, they will kind of have like, think of a watercolor wash. It just kind of, you know, gives a wash to your whole year, you know, so it's like it's more, the more direct influence is in the time period it's in, but it does have that little bit of oomph, a little bit of backup for the rest of the year. You've got a seven of hearts and also that five of clubs. You likely have sudden and unexpected possible trouble or change in friendship during that period. Jealousy and disruptions can arise unexpectedly and cause problems or disappointment, but it's not going to be a long-lasting problem. It's going to pass away as quickly as it arrives, and again, use that what we call T&D, the tact and diplomacy in all your communications now to avoid arguments and misunderstandings. If you drop your attachment to ideas and people, you get the best results. And then the other card that it kind of impacts that, it's that five of clubs gives you sudden change in mind brought about by a short trip or unexpected news again. You may take many short trips or make an unexpected journey or move, possibly, you know, due to your own impatience, but don't let restlessness drive you crazy. It may just be that, you know, some kind of change is overdue. It's going to bring about many improvements in your present situation. Advice from friends and those that love you can be very helpful now. So it's like, this is probably one of those where it's like, it's time to rearrange the furniture.
right.
It's like using that, okay. Okay, let's see, and I'm going to see if I can get some of those other ones. Okay, and I'm going to say, I'm just going to type in chat here. So when people contact you, it's like, what kind of services you offer, or what are they getting from you?
I don't exactly offer services, but I have a line of products that I created myself. And
okay.
I'm hoping to make other craft items. I found a catalog that got sent to me last year around last Christmas.
Wow.
Maybe some ideas for some crafts I could make.
Oh, cool.
So I'm hoping to get those into the store. I'm hoping to sell herbal products through Watkins. I'm hoping to sell cooking and baking stuff through Pampered Chef. I'm hoping to maybe occasionally give the odd class, maybe once in a while on product use or something of the nature. I love to cook and bake. I mainly just do it for my family now because, you know, I've kind of got chased out of doing it publicly. You know, same problem, different day. So
right.
Right. So that being what it is, you know.
Okay. Kind of variety stuff. It's like, so people had questions, you know, like, with paranormal stuff, or it's like, you know, I mean, I found it fascinating just for you guys that, you know, came in kind of late. It's like she was talking about the technology that's out there for, you know, what I kind of call the ghost busting stuff. It's like the, oh, golly, what were some of those, like, infrared and not Kirlian.
Yeah, FLIR, which is thermal energy picked up on camera, and it shows up in blues and reds and yellows and whites and purples and all kinds of cool colors. And, you know, I've seen this used on many, many, many paranormal shows, and it's really cool.
Neat. Oh, we had somebody put in here, says you can get a food handler's license online for free. They did. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Getting what license?
A food handler's license for free online. And this,
no, it's not necessarily true.
Okay.
Where I come from, yeah, we could, but, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm going to be doing a whole lot of food handling at this thing. It's just the occasional odd class on maybe product use, sometimes involving that, not all the time.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. They said you take an online course.
I'm at, we do not do things the way everyone else does them, so don't think we do. We don't.
All righty.
No, New Mexico is totally different from anywhere I've ever been. Don't think we do anything the way everyone else does them. We don't. Everything is asked backward here. I'm dead on the money serious.
Yeah, I understand. It's kind of like Wyoming, isn't it? It's like 20 years behind and proud of it.
Yeah, something
I grew up
like
in Wyoming.
That. Actually,
yeah.
New Mexico, we're about 150 years behind.
Oh, gee.
No, I kid you not. I kid
I
you
believe
not.
You.
Up here where I am at, we are 150 years behind everybody else.
Wow.
I kid you not. I mean, don't
get
me wrong, we've got an overabundance of government here. We have an overabundance of government, but here's the kicker.
Oh, wow.
We're still 150 years behind everyone else.
Wow.
I know that sounds crazy, but it is the God's honest truth.
I believe you. I do. It's like, New Mexico's pretty, like I said, I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
Like, I feel. Oh, we got 60 seconds. Okay.
There's Evelyn
now.
She wants to say hi. You want to say hi?
Aww.
Say hi. Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you
kid, kitty's talking. I managed to get my kidless to be quiet for once. It was good.
Anyway, give me a call after the show and we'll talk more.
Yeah, it's like it'll be a quick one because, like I say, we're gonna get on the road. It's like we actually get to go cross the border into Oregon. It's like they live like nine miles from Oregon border, and it's like their pediatrician is actually over in the Oregon. So I'm like going, they live in Idaho. We're going to Oregon for a baby doctor, but I will catch it. Like, it's a little town called. Oh, 10 seconds. Thank you. It's a little town called Ontario.
I know where that is. I've got lots and lots and lots of family over in Oregon. My husband's people, some of mine. Actually, it's my great aunt Irene Moody Denny's people. Her people are up there in Washington State, like my husband's mom's family.
Oh, cool.
I lived in Upper Northern California for a few years, so I know that area very well.
Cool. Oh, very cool. All righty. Well, they're about to shut us off here, so it's like I'm gonna make sure I got your numbers right here. You guys, 575-776. The 7590 is your business number, and then the 3134. So which one is
3141? Because that's my landline. So.
Okay. All righty, and you can get a hold of Melissa at www.SonoraCStoreOnline.com and see what kind of stuff she's got. All right.
I actually have pictures of
on.
It. They can call me direct to actually order.
Okay. All righty. Well, sounds good. And we will catch you guys again tomorrow. It's like I'll be on here tomorrow. And it's like, thank you so much for being on with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Nice talking.